Welcome to the Trojan Preview. Asa Lucas here with Atlantic Head Football Coach Joe Brummer. Coach, thanks for being with us again.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for coming back.
So, Coach, let's talk about that 41-6 loss against Greene County. We don't have to spend a lot of time on it. let's recap it here.
Turnovers. Turnovers killed us. I think we had two or three fumbles and then three picks on the day that if you have five or six turnovers in a game, you're not going to win it. Constantly given a very solid Greene County team a short field is not a recipe for success. They had first drive that a long punt return, had the ball inside the 30. I think they had one drive that they started outside or like on their half the field is not a recipe for success. We talked with the kids that, you know, they battled, we played well at times, but too many turnovers and too short of fields to be consistently successful against a really good team.
As a football coach, how do you come back from a game or two games in a row where it just kind of seems like mental errors have happened and there just seems to be a lack of motivation?
As a coach, we kind of got to remind ourselves that they're young. We have a lot of young kids out there in positions like quarterback, there's young sophomore, fullback sophomore, some linemen that are juniors, but it's their first time starting varsity games, that they played JV there last year as sophomores, that, to try to make sure that we work on keeping their heads up, keeping them upbeat and positive, that I don't know if it's necessarily motivation or if they're just very hard on themselves because they're not used to the speed, the tempo of the game, that they're hard on themselves when they do make mistakes.
So what was your message to your team on the bus ride home? Was there a message, and what have you been talking about this week outside of the Winterset game?
We talked about, the switch that some of the younger guys just think on game day we can flip a switch and magically we're going to play better and not necessarily have to work for it. That we've talked about all week that it starts in practice. It starts Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, that you practice like you play, that we're not good enough, nor is anybody really at high school level just to be like, oh, we're going to show up on Friday and win. That we have some younger kids that have had some success at younger levels without really having to put in that time and effort that we talked about that practice this week and ongoing forward it's how you're going to play. So we need to take it seriously that, we're changing some things up in the way that we practice to try to definitely get our best on best as much as we possibly can.
What have you noticed about Winterset and kind of scouting and preparing for the game Friday?
We see a lot of things that we want to do. They line up in the eye. They run the ball very well. They have some wishbone stuff that we don't have, but they run the ball out of that very effectively. They want to be ground and pound, and then they do multiple sets like we do. They're in the pro, then they're in trips, doubles, all that good stuff. That's very similar to what we run offensively. It's what we strive to be. It's what we kind of want to be as a downhill physical football team that's going to run the ball. Defensively, they fly around. They don't play a ton of guys both ways. They play more of their kind of D lineman interior, O and D line there, tight end, DN, a couple interior guys both ways, but not a ton. That you kind of expect that out of a 4A school being bigger. They don't have to play as many guys both ways, but overall, they're a very fast, physical team on both sides of the ball, and it's kind of some stuff that we want to be able to get to here.
And practicing against a physical team, but more specifically, when you're going up against a team that does wishbone, I formations, kind of sounds like it's really Nebraska and old school Iowa football. What do those practices look like?
It's definitely the physical type of stopping the run. We got to be in our run fits. The kids definitely have to work on taking on double teams, working on a down block, fighting pressure, on more of a defensive emphasis of making sure that we stop the run. And then hopefully for our end of it, that when everybody's healthy and we can keep doing what we're doing, that we'll run best on best because it's iron sharpening iron type of philosophy, that it's stuff that we want to do, that we need to make sure that we're practicing with an intensity and a tempo that allows us to do that.
And thinking back to last week, who showed you some great intensity? Who showed you that they had some mental toughness and discipline from the game?
Evan Sorensen did a great job for us on the D-line. Evan was kind of a guy that we're bouncing back both ways, that we kind of decided that he's going to have to probably just be on one side of the ball to keep him fresh, that at the D-tackle spot had 10 tackles for us in a game. That he did a great job of showing intensity, doing a great job of using his hands and getting off blocks to make tackles. That at the D tackle spot to make 10 tackles, I think 7 of them were solos, is a really great individual effort. Gavin McLaren has done a great job on the offensive side of the ball. We ran some inside trap plays, some fullback dives with him that, you know, he's carrying 2-3 guys with him, that those two did a very good job of standing out and having a really good game on the defensive and offensive side of the ball.
So 3 weeks into the season now, it's still early, but I think it's fair to say there is an identity forming here for Atlantic. What would you say that identity for Atlantic football is right now?
You know, it's not a great one. We're 1-2, where we kind of let our, you know, heads hang a little bit. That the kids need to work on, you know, being more positive, being more upbeat. That if we make a mistake, we can't let it be 2. That we're hoping that this upcoming week defines our identity of being a tough, resilient team. You know, we're going to run the ball and then throw the ball off, play action, pass off. And I think we're young. We're a young team that needs to make sure that we're taking, you know, the good with the bad. That we don't get too big of heads there when things go good, or too down on ourselves when things go bad. That we need to be a little bit more even keel when it comes to the good and the bad. But overall, I think our identity is a run-heavy team that needs to tackle a little bit better on defense.
And for those who aren't familiar with high school football, there is a dreaded week that every coach does not look forward to, and that's homecoming week. Can you kind of explain why homecoming week is something you have to especially focus and get your players' minds in the right place?
Yeah, because there's a ton of activities going on. You know, it's a great thing to have when we have the extra activities that, you know, the kids are engaged and involved, but it adds a whole other extra dynamic of dress-up days, of volleyball, of dodgeball, that the kids participate in, not the extracurricular normal volleyball or cross-country meets, but there's events going on during the school day, after the school day, that they want everybody to be at and they want to be involved in, which we all do, but it adds that extra dynamic of not football or not the game or out of a normal routine, and that definitely throws high school kids for a loop when there's not a set routine or normal things going on. That is definitely something extra you have to plan for.
So what's something you've tried to do to help implement more routine, even though this week is kind of out of whack?
You know, just being consistent with what I expect of them. You know, the time that I get with them at practice, at meetings, when the weight room with Coach Best is, you know, time that they really need to take seriously and focus on. That is something that we put an extra effort extra emphasis on, is using the time that we have wisely and making sure that, you know, we block out the other distractions, the extra stuff that's going on during our time that we get with them.
So minimize distractions, watch turnovers, watch penalties. What else do the Trojans need to do to win Friday?
You know, we got to limit the score. You know, we've been giving up a lot of points this year. That defensively, we have to tackle better and keep the other team out of the end zone. I think that kind of starts with, like what you said, with the turnovers of trying to make the field as long as possible. So emphasizing our special teams and then not turning the ball over.
Is there anything character, energy, or leadership-wise you want to see from your team Friday?
You know, some enthusiasm, some energy. We're kind of flat to start games. I thought it kind of showed that. Character-wise, I think we have great kids. I think they're doing the right thing. You know, leadership-wise, we have guys that are trying to get enthusiasm, trying to get energy going. But it's definitely something that some kids are kind of more calm and relaxed than I thought they should be at the start of the game. That hopefully we see a little bit more fire being a home game, being in front of that home crowd with homecoming, that hopefully we see some more intensity and energy to start the game.
Is there any player on the team that does a great job of bringing energy and intensity?
You know, we have our four captains do a really good job of bringing some intensity. That they do a good job of, it might not be what they say, but it's how they act and what they do on the field, that those four guys do a really good job for us of bringing that intensity, focus, and play, that there's a reason that their peers voted them captains as they are.
Well, thanks for being here with us, Coach Bremer. This is Asa Lucas here on the Trojan Preview on KJAN Sports.